This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The British pound finds a bit of stability after plunging to a record low against the US dollar. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. All eyes are trained on a policy forum here today, where in a couple of hours, the Bank of England's chief economist will no doubt face questions about the central bank's response to turmoil that has gripped financial markets. A strong dollar and a slew of tax cuts and borrowing plans from the UK government have sent pound sterling reeling. It's down about 20% against the US dollar so far this year. Despite that, the government said it's sticking with its plans, and the Bank of England said although it will not hesitate to raise interest rates to combat rising inflation, it won't do so until its meeting on November 3rd. Economist Dr. Mohamed El-Erian said it is reassuring then today to see stabilization in the market, but more action is needed.
I suspect that the market will press them, that yields will remain very high. And just to put it into context, the two-day move in yields on Friday and Monday increased borrowing costs by about 25%. That's a huge shock to government finances, to households, and to companies. If they're not careful, the market will take yields even higher. So the risk they have is that they will look like a developing country central bank, always running behind the markets rather than leading them.
These kinds of moves in currencies and rates, they do have a big impact on households here in the UK. Last night, we saw several mortgage lenders say that they were going to stop offering new deals with higher rates. Mortgage payments are ballooning at a time that energy bills are also soaring. The word crisis, Mohamed, has been thrown around a lot in the last couple of days. Is the UK in one now or heading toward one, do you think?
It certainly is in a very vulnerable situation. Think of the typical household, just to build on what you've said. They are dealing with four shocks simultaneously. One is a cost of living shock in energy, but inflation is still high at 9%. The second is the higher borrowing cost, mortgages, as you mentioned. If you are looking to buy a house, it's going to cost you 25% more in terms of monthly payments. That's a lot. The third one is more concerns about your income streams, because the risk of recession, ironically, has gone up with the government package. And then finally, if you have financial wealth, that's taken a hit as well. Economists call that negative income and wealth effect, that you sit there, your income is less certain and buys you less, and your wealth is also being hit adversely.
So could we see, as inflation rises, people also just stashing their cash away, waiting, because this is such an uncertain period for people here?
Correct. And that is particularly an issue for companies. So companies that are able to invest, they've got strong balance sheets, they've got cash in the bank available, are less willing to do so, because they want to wait and see what happens. What happens to demand? There's no point in investing if you're not going to be able to monetize your investment. So the risk is we're going to see also the corporate sector, not just the household sector, become more cautious and therefore make the slowdown in economic growth more pronounced.
So with the government and the central bank now sort of, as you say, in a holding operation on doing anything more at this point, how do they restore confidence? Is that strategy a winning one?
I think we're going to see the government coming out with explanations on two things. One, why their growth bet is likely to succeed. And then second, they're going to have to be more convincing that they can fund what are currently unfunded tax cuts so that to stabilize the debt dynamics and not put more bonds into a marketplace that's already hesitant about holding British gilts. On the Bank of England side, we will definitely see a rate hike. The only question is, when does it come? Does it come at the beginning of November when they meet as scheduled, or does it come earlier? And then we're going to see a commitment to additional rate hikes. So ironically, the Bank of England is going to end up having to be more hawkish than it would have been otherwise.
Mohamed El-Erian, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Well, sterling is trading around $1.08 at this hour. That's up from its all-time low of $1.03 hit yesterday. Checking some other numbers, global stocks are also taking a bit of a breather, with benchmarks in Europe little changed. London's FTSE 100 is the worst performer, though, down 0.4%. There are no good excuses for the failure of the world's tech firms to employ more women. That is according to Tim Cook, the boss of tech titan Apple. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman caught up with him at a launch event for Women in Tech Development Program and asked why a lack of women in the industry is still an issue.
Certainly in the West, girls just don't pursue tech subjects at school at the same rate as boys. Now, Tim Cook is aware of this, and he told me that he has quite a radical suggestion as to what might sort of force change, if you like, at school level. Here he is.
We think it should be a requirement for everyone to take coding before graduating and have a sort of a working knowledge. And then there are not enough role models out there. And so there are many reasons, but no good ones. There are no good excuses.
So Zoe, who ultimately is responsible for making it happen?
You could look at schools, you could look at, you know, educational authorities and universities, you can look at businesses. Why aren't businesses just hiring more women? You know, I hear that quite a lot. Women themselves, you know, why aren't women being more forthcoming? Why aren't they pushing themselves forward? I don't think ultimately there is a simple answer to this. But, you know, when you speak to someone like Tim Cook, who is, let's face it, boss of the richest company in the world, you kind of think, well, if anyone has the power and the funding to make change happen, it's going to be at that level, isn't it?
Aside from the obvious reasons, why is it so important for this kind of thing to change in this industry?
Half of the world's population are women. And that means, you know, half of the people who are using smartphones all the time, who are using smart speakers like the Amazon Echo or Google Nest in their house, driving cars, are women. And yet, if these products are all being designed by men, then there's going to be things about them that are not going to be as straightforward for women to use. When Apple launched its first health kit in 2014, it very famously did not come with a menstrual cycle tracker. And lots of people said, well, what an enormous oversight that is for a health kit. Is it because it was designed by men? And they just didn't think about it.
The BBC's Zoe Kleinman, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for talking to me.
There's more of Zoe's conversation with Tim Cook at bbc.com/news. For now in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.